Hi, I'm Carissa Vacker, and welcome back to Sleep Wave, a podcast where we let waves of relaxation wash over you through original sleep meditations created to help you fall asleep tonight. And don't worry if you don't hear the end of an episode. I encourage you to drift off whenever you're ready. Before we get started on tonight's episode, I'd like to say thanks again for all of the great ratings and reviews you guys have left us on Apple Podcasts and some of the other networks too. Our shout out tonight is for Shy Creeper Girl from Australia, who wrote in to let us know that she used to struggle with sleep due to ADHD and anxiety, but she now drifts off easily when she listens to Sleepwave. We're so glad to hear that. Before we begin, I wanted to let you know about the best way to get a perfect night's sleep. With Sleepwave Premium, enjoy an ad-free experience, 2 exclusive bonus episodes a month, as well as our back catalog of premium content. Your support really helps. Sign up takes 2 taps, so please click the link in the show notes. But now, it's time for a quick word from our sponsors who make this free content possible.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there, and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Something I've really struggled with for much of my life was a scarcity mindset. It was sneaky. I felt it in many areas of my life, and it would show up sometimes without me realizing it. I felt a lack of time, a lack of energy, and a lack of money. It took me a while to realize that this was all happening for me, though. I lived in Los Angeles at the height of these feelings, and most of my friends also felt a lack of these things. We were busy, working a lot, not making a ton of money all the time, feeling a bit burnt out. But all of that felt normal. I remember wanting to get off the hamster wheel, but having no idea how to do so. Hustle was so built into my identity that anything else felt lazy and highly anxiety-inducing. The desire for abundance is something most of us have felt. If it's not more money we want, then it's more time or health or friends. The list goes on. I felt for years that if I could just work at my maximum capacity all the time, then I wouldn't have to feel scarcity around my finances. If I just never stopped producing, there was no way I'd run out of money, right? True as that was in some ways, it was less than beneficial in others. I did make money, but only enough to keep myself on the edge of comfortable. I began to feel the effects of this constant action in other ways. The time that already felt limited felt more so, which meant my energy felt more and more depleted. But how was I supposed to let go and trust around something that felt so vital to my well-being? Ultimately, I had to surrender it. And the way I did that is perhaps slightly counterintuitive. I began saying thank you out loud to myself, all day, every day, for all the money I had and how balanced my work was with the needs of my life. I felt gratitude for it before it arrived. In my meditations, I practiced feeling a deep sense of relief and well-being. I imagined what life would look like when I felt a flow around my financial abundance until it was nearly second nature, until I could drop into that feeling even with my eyes open, going about my day, and not just in meditation. From there, I felt more open to gradually reducing my work hours and increasing my self-care time to create the balanced feeling that I'd been practicing. Our minds are much more powerful than we think. Tonight, we are going to practice all those easeful feelings of abundance as we drift off into a deep and peaceful sleep so we can awaken tomorrow feeling rich in all the ways we desire. This is Manifesting Abundance by Billy Gill. Abundance is generally having more than enough. An abundance mindset goes beyond tangible assets and deals with emotional well-being, meaningful relationships, good health, and personal growth. The feeling of abundance is quite distinct from the physical manifestations of wealth, whatever form they might take. Someone may have a lot of material possessions and resources, and yet remain in a mindset of scarcity, coloring the felt experience of life with a tinge of insufficiency. Yet, people with relatively few possessions may have the feeling that they are richly blessed. Tonight's sleep meditation envelops you with the attitude of abundance. True wealth is found within, and no matter how much you have, unless you feel that what you have is more than enough, you will not feel abundant. Therefore, abundance is an inside job. There are many philosophies and spiritual practices that embrace the concept of abundance as a mindset that involves recognizing and appreciating the richness present in one's life. Adopting an abundance mindset involves focusing on opportunities, gratitude, and positive possibilities rather than dwelling on scarcity or lack. Make sure that you are resting comfortably in your bed. Close your eyes and take a deep, cleansing inhale through your nostrils. Exhale through your mouth and feel any tension or worry flow out of you. Again, inhale through your nose. Notice a moment of stillness. Then exhale through your mouth. Notice the stillness at the bottom of the exhale. Once again, inhale through the nose. Pause. Exhale through your mouth. Pause. Continue breathing mindfully in and out of the nose, keeping the lips softly closed. Pay attention to the expression on your face. Can you invite a soft smile? Notice if that changes the quality of the breath. Notice if you feel a bit more established in your own being. Now, let's reflect on the idea that abundance is a mindset, not solely tied to the quantity of material possessions. Visualize two individuals in your mind's eye, one with an abundance of material wealth, and the other with relatively few possessions. See the person with abundant possessions surrounded by opulence and luxury. Despite the external wealth, notice a subtle air of discontent lingering within. Recognize that, at times, having a lot can lead to a fear of loss or a perpetual sense of not having enough. Now, shift your focus to the person with relatively few material possessions. picture them surrounded by simplicity. Yet notice the genuine smiles, feelings of contentment, and a profound sense of gratitude. Despite having less, this individual feels richly blessed by the abundance of joy, relationships, and simple pleasures in their life. Embrace the notion that a mindset of abundance can lead to a fulfilling and contented life, irrespective of material possessions. Imagine a garden of abundance blooming within you, with each thought of gratitude and contentment acting as a vibrant blossom. Visualize these blossoms spreading throughout your being, filling you with a sense of richness that transcends the material realm. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. Notice the belly rising and falling with each inhale and exhale. Breathe in, navel rising. Breathe out, navel falling. Breathe in, navel rising. Breathe out, navel falling. Breathe in, navel rising. Breathe out, navel falling. The plentiful, overflowing aspect of abundance can be cultivated from within. The energy we use to maintain the health of our bodies depends on metabolic processes that, in turn, require good nutrition, adequate sleep, and a healthy lifestyle for their optimal function. The conversion of those processes into energy can be enhanced through exercises like conscious breathing and meditation. When we practice these exercises, we are working directly with the abundance of nature that manifests through our physical bodies. We draw on the abundance of the universe itself through the practice of pranayama. The etymology of the word prana is derived from the Sanskrit root pra, which means to fill or to permeate. In the context of Hindu and yogic philosophy, prana is often translated as life force or vital energy. It encompasses the cosmic energy that permeates the universe and is responsible for the maintenance and animation of all living things. In the human body, prana is believed to be the vital force that sustains life and connects the body, mind, and spirit. Pranayama is actually a compound word composed of the word prana and ayama. Yama means restraint, so ayama literally means not restrained, implying that pranayama is the practice of liberating the flow of the life force that permeates the body so abundantly. As you prepare to practice pranayama, allow yourself to be calm and steady. Your facial muscles are relaxed. The forehead is smooth. The bridge of your nose spreads wide across your face. The eyes fall away from the eyelids. The breath is slow and even. Begin by taking a comfortable inhale through both nostrils. Notice a brief pause and then exhale through the mouth. Again, inhale through both nostrils. Pause. Exhale through the mouth and register the natural pause at the bottom of the exhale. Once more, inhale through both nostrils. Pause. Exhale through the mouth. Pause. At any point, if you feel the need to return to this way of breathing, feel free to do so. In general, the prana of the right nostril and the prana of the left nostril fluctuate throughout the day. In this practice, we are paying attention to how the prana flows in each nostril, but never becoming forceful with the breath. With practice, you will become very attuned to the sensations of the breath on the right and left side. The right and left nostrils are really stimulating the right and left side of the body. As you try to direct your awareness with each alternating breath, don't worry too much if you don't feel the breath switch from the right to left nostril. There's no need to use your hands to manipulate the nostrils either. Although there are some methods of practice that use the hands to manually shift the breath from side to side, for our purposes, simply shift from one nostril to the other, using only your intention. Your intention is enough. We will now practice alternate nostril breathing. Begin, when you are ready, by inhaling through the left nostril and notice the pause at the top of your breath. Imagine that the energy of the breath has been gathered at the center of the brow. As you exhale, using your intention, release the breath slowly through your right nostril. Notice a brief pause as your exhale turns into an inhale through the right nostril, drawing the energy of the breath to the brow center. Exhale through the left nostril and feel the whole left side of the body relax. Inhale through both nostrils. Pause. Exhale through both nostrils. Pause. This completes one cycle of alternate nostril breathing. If you need to take a round or two of easy breathing, in through the nose and out through the mouth, give yourself permission to breathe in this way, or however the breath naturally wants to move. When you are ready for another cycle of alternate nostril breathing, inhale through the left nostril. Notice the pause at the center of the brow. Exhale through your right nostril. The whole right side of the body relaxes. Pause. Inhale again through the right nostril, gathering energy at the center of the brow. Pause there. Exhale through the left nostril. The whole left side of the body relaxes. Pause. Inhale through both nostrils. Exhale through both nostrils to complete the cycle. Go on practicing alternate nostril breathing. With practice, the art of pranayama enables you to cultivate an intimate connection with the abundant, life-giving energy that infuses the very air which surrounds you. On the inhale, the brain becomes a distribution center, carrying out the logistics of sending intelligence to every region of the body. Each exhale, feel the soul expand to fill the space that the intelligence has revealed. There is more than enough of what is vital. Life itself is an abundant giver. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Imagine a garden of abundance blooming within you, with each thought of gratitude and contentment acting as a vibrant blossom. Visualize these blossoms spreading throughout your being, filling you with a sense of more than enough. Each plant represents a different aspect of abundance, whether it be love, health, wealth, or opportunities. Take a moment to appreciate the beauty and variety that surrounds you, knowing that this abundance is a reflection of the limitless possibilities available to you. Focus on the feeling that swells within you as you experience all the resources that are available to you at every moment. Now, focus on your heart center. Imagine a glowing ball of light at the core of your being, radiating love and gratitude. With each beat of your heart, this light expands, sending ripples of positive energy throughout your entire being. Often, feelings of scarcity are rooted in feelings of unworthiness. These may stem from stories that have dominated one's thoughts for years and decades. Begin to experience your own worthiness in this garden of abundance. See yourself as part of nature's dynamic balance and understand that there is more than enough to support your life and your dreams. Your dreams are also a part of your life, and therefore a part of you. In this garden of abundance, honor your dreams and highest vision for your life. As you continue to breathe deeply, allow the soothing energy of abundance to permeate your entire being. Release any thoughts of scarcity or lack. Picture them as leaves carried away by the gentle breeze, leaving you free to embrace the abundance that awaits you. Visualize a gentle stream flowing through the meadow. This stream represents the continuous flow of abundance in your life. Imagine yourself dipping your hands into the refreshing water, feeling the abundance of opportunities, love, and prosperity flowing effortlessly towards you. Feel the abundance of the garden and the flowing stream lull you into a peaceful state of mind. Let go of any remaining tension and allow the abundance to carry you into a restful and rejuvenating sleep. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. As you continue to breathe deeply, affirm to yourself, I am open to receiving abundance in all areas of my life. I am open to receiving abundance in all areas of my life. I am worthy of prosperity and success. I am worthy of prosperity and success. Abundance flows to me effortlessly and naturally. Abundance flows to me effortlessly and naturally. Feel the truth of these affirmations resonating within you. Allow any doubts or worries to dissolve, leaving space for the abundant energy to permeate every cell of your being. Sleep. Sleep. Sleep.